Good evening. The 10 p.m. news with Harrison Ashutiku. First, the headlines. The newly created Guangzhou Consulate General in the People's Republic of China covers the Chinese provinces of Guangdong, Hunan, Yangxi, and Fujian. Public Works Minister Emmanuel Ngannou-Djoumessi says the tarring of the Ngaoundéré-Garoua Road will begin in the first semester of 2025. Kaji Sport Academy Basketball Club will play against Stade Malien of Mali tomorrow in the semi-finals of the ongoing Elite 16 Division West qualifiers for the 2025 Basketball African League. Those were the headlines. Cameroon now has a consulate general in Guangzhou in the People's Republic of China. A presidential decree opening the consulate general in Guangzhou today stipulates that under the jurisdiction of the Cameroon Embassy in the People's Republic of China, it covers the Chinese provinces of Guangdong, Hunan, Yangtze, and Fujian. A delegation from the Association of Italian Construction Companies led by the Italian ambassador Filippo Samanca del Mugo has held discussion with the Prime Minister, head of government, Joseph Diongute. The focus was on the ways was on reinforcing cooperation in the domain of road construction and infrastructural development. Star Building correspondent Christian Chiatam.
The Italian construction companies received by the Prime Minister, head of government, Joseph Diongute, were gathered under their umbrella association, ANCE, and also included representatives of the leading Italian construction company, WeBuild. During the discussions, the Italians presented the names of different companies which have worked in Africa and in Cameroon before, such as Cogefar, Sagini, and Sias. They argued that roads constructed using Italian expertise have not only been durable, but cost-effective. They said at a time when Cameroon is unrolling her development strategy for 2020-2030, Italian companies want to play an active role. His Excellency Filippo Scamacca del Murgo, Italian ambassador to Cameroon.
We are here to show that the Italian constructing company would like to have a sort of new comeback to contribute on building this infrastructure, which is very much needed in the frame of the development of Cameroon, a country that needs grow, needs jobs, needs improving of the creation of revenue to improve the condition of life of the population.
During the discussions, the members of the Italian delegation and the Prime Minister made an overview of the Italian presence in the road construction sector in Cameroon. Joseph Diongute reassured them that Cameroon remains open for business with all interested investors. Christian Chiatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
And the tarring of the Ngaoundéré-Garoua Road will begin in the first semester of 2025. The announcement was made by the Minister of Public Works during the documentary film projected last night to celebrate the 42nd anniversary of President Paul Biya at the Yaoundé Conference Center. Several personalities attended the cultural night that was animated by artists from the four cultural zones of Cameroon. Albert Njembon reports.
Sounds of a happy end to a more than two-hour celebration. Members of the CPDM waving the national flag as the rest of the assembly give President Paul Biya a standing ovation over what they term a successful stewardship of the state in 42 years. Successes which were subject to a one-hour film documentary which summarized efforts made in the different sectors of national life. Among the major announcements made from the projection is the beginning of the tarring of the Ngaoundéré-Garoua Road in the first semester of next year, made by Public Works Minister Emmanuel Ngannou-Djoumessi. Then came the musical segment with a conscious effort made to showcase the four cultural zones of Cameroon. The Secretary General of the CPDM Central Committee, Jean Kwete, Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph Diongute, members of the Political Bureau and Central Committee of the party, some members of the Diplomatic Corps, watched on as Maro Chamba, Maxime Mano, Galim Andreas, Messi Ambroise and the great Toto Guillaume took turns to perform. Supporters and sympathizers of the party wished President Paul Biya good health and pledged their total support in his efforts of nation building.
Political Desk editor Albert Njembo, they're reporting, and in Twi, Mbam and Kim South, CPDM supporters praised the head of state for the development projects undertaken in their division during yesterday's celebration. Gislan Kwa.
The birthday cake cutting and sporting activities marked the celebration of President Paul Biya's 42nd anniversary in Pa in the Mbam and Kim South section of the CPDM. The president of the section, Georges Marcel Mando, and other speakers on the occasion praised the New Deal regime for achieving a lot in the division, especially in terms of road infrastructures. Joseph Mbong Iyawa is the representative of the Central Committee.
He is the one who has been doing marvelous things in our division. Look at road number one, going from Batinga to Ngaoundere, and other realization made in Mbam and Kim. So it's time for us to show that we love him.
The CPDM militants of the Mbam and Kim South have jointly reaffirmed their aspirations to see President Biya become their candidate in the 2025 presidential election. Gislaine Kwa, CRTV Center.
And in Somalomo in the east, CPDM supporters have promised to mobilize themselves behind President Paul Biya to ensure the stability and progress of Cameroon.
CPDM sympathizers came from different corners of the Somalomo subdivision on the borders of the east region to celebrate the 42nd anniversary of President Paul Biya's reign as president. Serge Francis Beau, president of the CPDM Opanyong Northwest 2 section.
Somalomo vit en termes de parti.
We are very delighted today to be part of this 42nd birthday celebration in Somalomo.
Le 42e anniversaire avec nous.
This event gave room for CPDM active forces of Somalomo to express their joy towards President Biya. Simon Isinga Angong, representative of the CPDM Central Committee.
Notre message.
Today we are passing the message for mutual support behind President Paul Biya, a man of peace.
National.
The event ended in a political walk around the town as motion of support for the nation's president, Somalomo. Benet Akame Ondua, CRTV.
600 trainees have undergone refresher courses in the Rapid Intervention Battalion BCAM in Salak Marwa, focusing on aptitude and security to address the aggressions of the Boko Haram insurgents. Major General Philimpai urged the graduates to be worthy ambassadors of the training program. Henry Tato Ekambi.
The fourth session of the refresher courses that saw close to 600 trainees taking part focused on aptitude and security. With Cameroon facing multifaceted threats, including the atrocities of the Boko Haram sect, these soldiers are now expected to efficiently carry out operational missions in the field with honor and loyalty. For close to 4 months, the trainees expanded their knowledge and acquired skills on how to lead a platoon, that is, a small group of about 10 or 12 soldiers. Major General Philip Mbai, commander of defense schools and training centers, who presided over the ceremony, urged the graduates to apply their skills in line with their mission of ensuring the safety of people and their properties. Marwa, Henry Tatuwekambi, CLTV.
The principal of College Vogt, one of the oldest secondary schools in Cameroon, has promised that they would do their utmost for the school to continue to be a landmark in the country. Reverend Pierre-George Lissome, who was speaking in Yaoundé today in a press conference where he disclosed that the 75th anniversary of the school under the team Vogt, more than a college, a school of life, a family, will be celebrated on the 17th of this month. Now sports. 12 Cameroonian Sambo elites begin participating in the 2024 World Sambo Championship that opens tomorrow in Astana, Kazakhstan. The Cameroonian elites had their meeting training session today with a resolve to produce more world champions this year. Details with CRTV's special envoy to Astana, Ben Collins Nyeberuo.
The delegation arrived in Astana in two groups. The competition which Cameroon will be fighting first to defend two world championship titles in Jimolu Seidu in men's less than 98 kilograms category combat sambo and Jantu Nana Maxwell in the plus 98 kilograms category still in combat sambo before battling to produce new world champions. Athletes from over 90 countries around the world are expected to battle for medals in sambo sports, combat sambo and sambo for visually impaired in 31 different categories. According to information from officials of the International Sambo Federation, FIAS, over 15 countries are already here. Two Cameroonian athletes will be on the mat this Friday. Ongeni Chimi Marie Victorine in women's 72 kilograms category, combat sambo, and Tombu Julien in men's plus 98 kilograms category, sambo sport. From Astana in Kazakhstan, Ben Collins Nyeberiwo for the CRTV News.
And in more sports, Kaji Sport Academy Basketball Club of Douala will play against Stade Malien in the semifinals of the ongoing Elite 16 Division West 2025 Ball Qualifiers in Abidjan, Côte d'Ivoire. Kaji Sport were beaten this evening 96-91 points by Al Ahly Tripoli of Libya in their last Group B match. However, if Kaji beats Stade Malien of Mali this Saturday in the semi-final, they will automatically qualify for the 2025 Basketball African League. That brings us to the end of the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV, read by Harrison Ashu Tiku.